The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts, I'm Duvall, that's Dave Draper.
Hooray!
Yay! My best friend. Happy to have
you. Sure.
Oh, well,
why not?
Oh, okay, that... hurtful.
Oh, okay.
Sad, hurtful.
Alright.
Hurts not so much my kneecap or my elbow, but right in the middle. Right in the heart.
Oh. Oh, I thought you had acid reflux.
No, I got that too.
That's... Oh. Well, you're just a little bundle of joy, aren't you?
You're falling apart too, Mr. Nearing 50.
I'm doing what I can. I got my latest new friggin' DDP.
Oh, yeah, you started a new one, didn't you?
Yes, I did. The belt.
You probably hate every second of it, don't you?
I got halfway through, and then we just got into total nope territory. Like crazy.
But you gotta try some of the nope stuff, though.
I literally can't physically do some of the nope stuff. That's why it's nope.
Mm.
There's a thing called broken airplane where you're like on one, you're in table, so you're on your hands and knees,
right.
And you're sticking one leg out to the side,
yeah.
And one hand like this,
yeah.
And you're just like, that's not gonna happen. I can barely do broken table, and I have to do the modified one where my hand is still on the mat. It's just, oh, and then you do crunches with them, and then it's like.
Oh, yeah.
These people are insane.
Yeah.
But anybody can do it. No. No, anybody cannot do it. Honest to God, I'm seriously thinking of... I literally just finished week 7 today. I am seriously contemplating just going back to the beginning.
And starting week 1?
And starting at week 1 again and seeing if maybe... Because, I mean, obviously it has had an effect. It has helped me.
Right.
But I just physically, I can't do
as of yet.
A third of the stuff that he's doing. So I'm thinking maybe just...
Next week, go back to week 1 and just start it over.
Yeah, I'm seriously thinking about doing that.
That system's built so you can just do it over however many times you need to do it over until you...
Because we're hitting stuff that I just... It's a little beyond my ability, man.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's probably beyond my ability even.
And there's one, I hate it because I'm fat and whatever, but there's one where you're like lying on your back and you got to grab your toes. And I'm like, that... That ain't happening.
Dave's like, I don't think I've ever grabbed my toes.
I'm sure I have, but
I can grab them,
but like I have to be sitting on the bed. My leg has to twist at a natural angle.
Yeah, I couldn't grab my toes either. I there's no way.
You didn't get that far.
No, but I'm just saying I could.
You
do
got
that.
To week 2.
Although in high school, I used to be before my knees went bad. I used to be able to do the Jim Carrey thing where he just like flopped his legs behind him and flopped down on the ground.
Oh well,
backwards. Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Unless you want to hear my knees break. It's probably why my knees are bad, because I used to do that all the time.
Could be. Well, I didn't, and my knees are not exactly in tip-top shape either. Yes. So,
tip-top shape. That's us, ladies and gentlemen. We're
we're old men.
Yeah, we're falling apart.
Pretty much.
Some movie TV stuff for fans of the Fox series Lethal Weapon. You know that, if anyone that's followed it, actor Clayne Crawford, who played Riggs... on the show, was fired because he created emotional abuse and a hostile environment, and he and Damon Wayans famously did not get along at all because he was kind of a dick. So they fired him, and in his place they've hired Sean William Scott as a new character next to Damon Wayans' returning Roger Murtaugh.
Okay.
So... For anyone that watches the show and hasn't, or, you know, they kind of set it up at the end of last season where they left it on a cliffhanger, and it turns out the cliffhanger actually does not go the way everyone had hoped, and that is why Sean William Scott is on the scene. So
basically, Riggs dies.
Yeah, Riggs dies horribly.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
To be fair, I mean, I saw like the first 3 of those movies, and. Usually by the end of the film, he was hamburger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, somehow he survived each one, but, like, especially 2. Lethal Weapon 2 was just a mean-spirited, ugly movie.
Oh, I know.
Man, they just, like, blew him to pieces.
Yeah. So Sean William Scott will be Murtaugh's new partner by the name of Wesley Cole, a war veteran and a father who returns to Los Angeles with hopes of reconnecting with his ex-girlfriend and son.
Okay.
So basically they just took the Riggs character and made a new character, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
So that new season premieres September 25th for anyone that's interested.
All right. Who plays the Joe Pesci?
I don't think they've Leo. Introduced that.
They don't have Leo
they,
Getz?
They haven't introduced Leo Getz yet. I don't think...
The show's dead to me.
Carrie might know, but I don't think they've introduced
dead
Leo Getz.
To me.
Of course, the Oscars famously or infamously created their new popular film award this year, which they still... Or this coming year, which they still haven't quite revealed what it's going to entail and how a film becomes part of that.
I see but, they're making lots of money.
But they did that, people are speculating, because Black Panther was such a huge phenomenon this year. And if it doesn't get nominated for an award, it's probably going to cause a lot of issues. Because people are saying it's one of the best films of the year. People are saying one of the best films of the year. I like the film. I think it's an amazing film.
I like the film, too. First of all, I like how people. These people. Like no specific people, just people. But secondly, I mean, let me put it this way. There's a lot of categories it could be nominated for.
True.
It's just none of them are necessarily, you know...
Superhero movies famously don't get nominated.
No, they don't get nominated. But, like, you know, I mean, there's, like, the musical score, the special effects.
Yeah.
Honestly, some of those performances are strong enough. Especially, is it Michael Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. He could stand on his own as a supporting actor nomination.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if they just created a category... I mean, I just assumed it was to, like, get ratings up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, look, films you've heard of.
That's part of it, too. But I think they looked at a lot of popular film that doesn't get nominated. And they noticed a lot of people turning off because the films they go to see.
That's
because a lot of the movies getting nominated no one's seen.
Well, yeah. It used to be, back in the day, that was kind of the cool thing about the Oscars, though, was, you know, like some film that you never heard of would win, and then you'd go see it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that anymore. But, I mean, I can think of, like... That's why I saw Amadeus, which is one of my favorite movies, because
right.
It won the Academy Award, and they put it back in the theaters. You know, I remember, like, Breaking Away. I remember a lot of films back when I was younger, you know. And for a brief time there, like in the 90s, because Silence of the Lambs won.
Right.
Return of the King won. I remember that.
Yep.
Like, I think everyone figured they gave it to the whole series, but, you know. Every now and then a popular film will sneak through.
Yeah, but not
Star Wars was up for the award, but lost to Annie Hall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Annie Hall.
Yeah, good old Woody Allen.
Good God.
But they feel good about that award.
Yeah, no shit. But Kevin Feige apparently is making a hard push for backing Black Panther as a Best Picture nomination.
Like a legit Best Picture?
Yes.
Good.
As well as a slew of other films. I agree.
Because here's the other thing. Like, if it wins the popular vote thing, everyone's going to be like, that's just it's not a real category, you know? I mean,
right.
they're not going to be satisfied with getting kind of the participation trophy.
Which is what that is.
That's yay, this movie was popular. I mean, the real... So long as you have a category that's just Best Picture, it's always going to be better than any other dopey category you come up with.
Yeah.
So.
Turns out Netflix is taking a new passion for future projects, and they're looking to basically create water cooler movies. That will launch the network's original movies to the same level of prestige as Netflix TV. Sorry. My phone is crazy. Basically, the Hollywood Reporter writes that the team at Netflix is now telling agents and producers they want movies as big as Marvel superheroes picks and Lord of the Rings-style fantasy fare or prestige products they can campaign for awards. Netflix is also planning more rom-coms like the Buzzy Set It Up and The Kissing Booth, a genre that internal metrics show is massively watched and has been largely abandoned by major studios, save for the current Crazy Rich Asians, which Netflix bid on but lost because of the creators wanting buzz of a theatrical release. So Netflix is going for more tentpole films, basically.
All right.
Yeah. Although they are working on a Death Note sequel, which baffles everyone because that was famously very terrible. As a adaptation of an anime.
Yes. I don't remember hearing a lot of negative things about it. I just don't think it generated any particular buzz.
Yeah, no buzz at all. The DC Universe streaming service, I guess it's called DC Mm. It's called DC Universe. They're working on launching their first daily news show called DC Daily, which will provide fans with superhero news, guest appearances, interviews, and panel discussions with DC Comics experts. And its first host for the show, fittingly, is none other than DC fanboy Kevin Smith himself. So that should... that begins... The inaugural live stream begins August 29th and can be seen on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube for now. So...
You know, of all the dumb little splinter streaming services, this one really seems like
unnecessary.
Like if you're Warner Brothers, do Warner streaming at the very least. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
Get a whole catalog of stuff.
Like DC, is it really got enough stuff? Because I was thinking about that. Because someone asked me if it was worth it, and I'm like, I've got like the whole series for Wonder Woman on DVD. I've got Batman 66, assuming that can even be because of the rights issues, that'll be beyond the service because, you know, Fox owns part of that.
Well, now Disney.
Yeah, I know. that's why it took forever to come out on DVD.
Yeah.
Because it was produced by 20th Century Fox. But, like, do they really... I mean, I guess they've got, like, a bunch of animated TV series, but most of the good ones I have... Like, I don't understand the point of that as a streaming service at all.
Not either.
And of course their flagship Titans got like laughed at Comic-Con, so it's like, just save your money. That one seems like of all of them, the Disney one, even before Fox, the Disney one seemed like the only one that would be any value.
That would have any make any
because you have Disney, you have all, you have like 100 years of Disney, 75 years of Disney stuff alone.
Yeah.
And then you've got like Star Wars and Marvel and
Hollywood Studios,
all that crap, and Pixar films, and like you've got this huge catalog, and then they bought Fox.
Yeah,
so you've got all the TV shows that Fox did, and all the movies. Like that is the only one that seems like it's going to have any real value.
Yeah,
as opposed to like Star Trek All Access, which is like it's Star Trek and reruns of 3 and a Half Men.
Yay!
Because you don't own FX on your cable.
Awful. For anyone with Netflix, speaking of which, as of this Friday, August 24th, they released the Powers of Grayskull documentary. It's a documentary by Definitive Films. Covers the rise and fall of Masters of the Universe as a toy line and cartoon series. It's about
didn't the toys that made us cover that?
Yeah, but this is a 90-minute documentary talking.
About 90 minutes!
Yeah, I know.
My goodness.
So
there's so much more to know.
So that is on Netflix right now. You can actually watch it.
Competing with its own toys that made us.
Mm-hmm. While we're on the Masters kick, the guys over at Funko, even though they're not Masters, but the 5.5-inch scale, of course, is very popular right now. People are going after it, collecting it. Superstar Funko famously released a bunch of Mortal Kombat figures in that scale.
Yes.
They are doing in, I believe, October,
which would make sense.
They're doing Savage World Horror, which are basically barbarian-esque versions.
They're He-Man versions of classic movie slasher
characters. Yes, all licensed. Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, Pinhead, and Michael Myers. All in the...
Oh, that's Freddy. Okay. Yeah. He should have a hat, not a hood.
I agree, but, you know,
Savage World. Okay, from over here at an angle with my crummy eyes, I thought it was Ash.
Yeah. So those September, those hit, sort of before Halloween. But
before Halloween.
Pinhead's cool. Michael Myers.
Pinhead's pretty sweet, actually.
Michael Myers is, Leatherface is, you know, I would see Leatherface like that, although I think he's got the Ash chainsaw hand attachment. Yeah, Freddy's a little goofy, and Jason Voorhees is a little goofy. But, I mean, they're cool for anyone who's collecting the 5.5-inch figures. They're neat. From what I understand...
They'll sell well. That kind of stuff always sells well.
From what I understand, they're a lot better put together than Super 7's 5.5-inch stuff, because that stuff's breaking out of package.
Me ouch.
I'm just saying.
Just be a little cattier.
Speaking
of cats, are we going to... Did you even see that announcement?
What? Huh?
They're doing Thundercats in that style.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for that. I got it pulled up here. I got to find it.
I had this beautiful segue that I stumbled into, frankly.
That you stumbled into?
I wasn't even going there. I was just like, you were being catty.
Oh, fair enough. Speaking of being catty, they're also doing the Thundercats, which we saw a lot of these at Comic-Con. They showed kind of the tease the Thundercats and stuff, and we finally get fully painted versions, but we're getting Lino, Panthro, Scythe, and Mumra in the 5.5-inch scale versions. And of course, people are already bitching, why didn't they just continue the classics? Because it's a different company, number one. And number two, Super 7 can't get the license from Warner Brothers to do it because Funko has it. So I don't think they're going to be doing those anytime soon. But it's funny.
Funko continue the classics?
It's a good question. Although it's funny that people were also complaining that why is Funko doing these instead of, you know, the other stuff? And I had made
a
comment.
Because my take is because Thundercats is always, even though it really had nothing to do with Masters, of all the classic 80s lines, it always felt like the one that sort of... And this is what people brought up when they did classics.
Right.
That it always felt like it was kind of like kindred spirits, cousins kind of thing.
Yes.
So, I mean, they're just doing it in reverse.
Yeah.
Where they're making them compatible to the vintage figures.
My answer to that was Funko just likes to throw whatever they're making at the time at every license they have and see what sticks.
I think that is also a very valid response.
Yeah. Especially after watching that Funko documentary that's on Netflix, you start to get the impression you're like, okay, I see what's happening here. Let's just make anything and everything we can think of with everything we're doing and see what happens. Does it sell well? No. All right. Well, let's move on to the next thing.
Well, I look forward to Golden Girls Masters 5-inch.
They may do it. Mezco showed off yet another 112 collective figure.
Yay!
This time being the greatest father in the Marvel Universe, Scott Summers, a.k.a. Cyclops. I don't like the costume, number one. I think
it's the 90s costume. It's the only costume I think he looked good in.
Yeah, the Jim Lee style, but I don't like the actual fabric. Yeah, I don't like how that looks. It looks kind of dumb.
It's got a weird shine to it.
But he comes with some Optic Blast special effects. He's got two interchangeable heads. He's got a smoking special effects visor, six interchangeable hands, a display stand, and of course a tailored biker jacket.
He had a hand to wave goodbye to his wife and children as he abandons them to shack up with his girlfriend.
I mean, probably.
Okay.
Poor Cyclops.
He is garbage.
Oh, I
I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, womp womp womp. There's a company called Monstars. Which,
of course there is.
Yeah, it's a Muck Time, actually.
Oh.
They created a line called Monstars. It's a retro 3 3/4-inch figure sets.
David leans in, yes. Because there are 4-inch scale Reanimator toys.
4-inch scale Reanimator toys and 4-inch scale Creepshow toys.
I don't care. Are there 4-inch scale Reanimator toys?
Those are.
I need a Herbert West now.
The Creepshow, Something to Tide You Over, as well as the, based on the little segment, Something to Tide You Over.
Ted Danson. That's a dead Ted Danson.
Yep. And then the Reanimator, Dr. Herbert West and Dr. Carl Hill. These two packs will be, are priced at $29.99 and are available for order now at amucktime.com with free shipping. 4-inch scale figures.
I need that Reanimator set. So bad.
They were originally scheduled for November. They will arrive in October, which means all pre-orders will be shipped in order of placement. Dave, as he goes to amucktoys.com. Here, Dave, let me give it to you again. Amucktime.com. There you go. But yeah, the Reanimator figure.
Well, that should be fighting Spock.
Comes with a bunch of different, all kinds of fun little stuff.
Yep.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Will he go on the flag?
No.
Will he go on the Terror Drum?
No. He'll probably there's a whole shelf of horror toys.
Oh, fair enough. I just figured he would be fun to be with Dr. Mindbender and the Cobra Crew.
Yeah,
because he's about as crazy as the rest of them. Lego announced an all new Lego playset, a giant Lego playset.
Yes.
this is
Cloud City.
Yep, Betrayal at Cloud City. Divided into 4 sections, each depicting memorable scenes from the classic movie, as well as a landing pad for Boba Fett's Slave 1 ship, will be released October 1st. Is priced at $350.
Yeah.
Is it something that piques your interest?
No.
Not at all, huh?
Well, I already have the Lego playset for the Carbonite Chamber.
Yes, which is pretty much the same thing.
It looks like it. It looks very close. So. No, it looks ugly. You know, it just looks ungainly. Like, the Death Star they actually made look pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just sort of awkward.
I agree. It's just kind of...
I mean, I'll probably end up buying that Bespin Han on eBay.
Yeah.
Just because that's my favorite Han. But
I like the little Lego cloud car.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Bunch of figures, though. Bunch of figures.
Yeah.
I want to see, did they say how many figures are in this set? 18 minifigures. Han Solo, Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker in Bespin outfits. Chewbacca, C-3PO, Lando Calrissian, Lobot. I always say it that way, I know. Two Cloud City guards, two Cloud City cloud car pilots, Leia and Han in Hoth outfits. My God, I can't
Hoth?
Talk. Hoth? Hoth outfits.
Hoth?
Darth Vader, Boba Fett, two Stormtroopers, and an Ugnaught, plus R2-D2.
Now I'm just picturing Han limping around in the snow, solving medical mysteries on Hoth.
On Hoth.
Roadhouse.
Super 7 is releasing a Masters of the Universe Castle Grayskull rug. I want to say that somebody has done one of these before. But
a
this
rug? I don't think so. I know someone's done like a 3D printed.
Yeah. This is a 100% acrylic hand tufted rug, 45 inches by 60 inches. Will be ship rolled. They're made to order. The pre-orders end Friday, August 31st, so next week. And the they are priced at $195. $200 for this rug. So Masters fans, fare thee well.
Well, to be fair, there's not a heck of a lot to spend your money on.
No. PowerCon is going on this weekend in California.
Oh, is it?
And Four Horsemen Toy Design is one of the many people in attendance at PowerCon in Torrance, California. You'll be able to get your hands on the first two releases from the Mythic Legion Soul Spiller Wave, Kawaros, the emerald-hued feline warrior, and the evil temptress Malanath.
Oh, Malibu. Yeah, that was the one that I wanted. Yeah.
They will be priced at $40 each, or $75 for the pair at the show.
Dang, that is like friggin' reasonable.
Yeah.
For Four Horsemen Con exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also being sold as a Mythic Legions pin of Keltis. Those would be $10. As well as the Horsemen will be guests at two panels during the convention, designing Master Universe Classics from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. and Origins of Master Universe Classics from 4:30 to 5:30, both on Saturday, August 25th. So make if you're attending PowerCon or thinking about it this weekend, it's should be a fun show. Hollywood Collectibles Group is a company I did not know existed until today. But they announced that they are going to make museum quality prop replicas.
Museum quality?
Yes. Their first prop replica is the Ghostbusters Ghost Trap. It's a limited edition of $150. The regular edition for this is $499.95. But they are, it will be a fully working, you know, the Ghost Trap with the detailed foot pedal. The doors will open, that kind of stuff. So $500 for that sucker, which I think the Maddie one was actually cheaper than that.
It would almost have to be.
Yeah. Icon Heroes released a new little fun thing called the Karate Kid Miyagi Do Karate Kit, which will come out the fourth quarter of this year. So here soon. Price of $25. A Karate Kid kit includes exclusive Karate Kid craft packaging using a 1980s design, which cute. Exact replica of the headband used in the movies. Custom chopsticks with Miyagi Do Karate logo printed on them. Registration form for the 1984 All Valley Karate Championship Tournament. Miyagi Do Karate School exclusive pin. Handwritten paint the house note by Mr. Miyagi as seen in the movie. And certificate from Miyagi Do Karate School. You can pre-order those at iconheroes.com right now. Kind of cute. Kind of cute. For anyone that's fans of the Karate Kid, the classic movie, as well as the new...
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
Yeah. Amazon series. Or not Amazon, YouTube Red series. But yeah, Cobra Kai. It's supposed to be really good. Alien FX is coming out. MAFX, of course, making a ton of very posable 8-inch tall figures. This is highly articulated, includes a face hugger and a chest bursting alien effect. You can pre-order them at bigbadtoystore.com at the moment, but I mean, it's another alien figure and he's 7 inches and he's cool looking, I guess. I don't have much to say about MAFX. It's stuff's cool, but it's expensive. because I think that is pre-ordering for $104.99.
Yikes.
As well as you can get a Garuhu art version of Deadpool. Evil Gwynpool is currently up for pre-order, as well as John Wick from John Wick Chapter 2 for $94.99. So, eh. I mean, they're cool, but it's $100 for a 7-inch figure.
7-inch figure?
Yeah. And the John Wick's cool because he comes with an alternate head, a dog, an assault rifle, a shotgun, two pistols, and a pencil. Comes with his doggy from John Wick 2.
Yeah, well, yeah. At the end of John Wick 1.
Yeah.
He frees him from the
thing. Oh, that's right. It's been a while since I've seen John Wick 1.
Well.
He's a puppy dog. Oh, woof.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Hmm.
I need to see the second film. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you haven't watched it yet.
I've been busy with my own puppy dog.
Fair enough. The Disney Store exclusive Disney series Toy Box has been popular with fans and collectors. And they've introduced the first wave of Disney-based characters in the Toy Box line, which will include Jack Skellington, who comes with Zero, as well as Mickey Mouse and Pluto. And for anyone not familiar with the Toy Box, they are loosely based on the Disney Infinity game designs and are fully articulated.
Oh, yeah.
So they feature articulation. So they're kind of... Jack Skellington's cool. But Mickey and Pluto, it's pretty adorable. Mickey's actually got a lot of posability there, it looks like. Pluto's included with Mickey. So those will be hitting Disney stores here soon. And then other waves... released here later. They're $12.95. You can find them at shopdisney.com. And the other characters will be from Big Hero 6 and Wreck-It Ralph. Of course, as we get, we got a new Wreck-It Ralph coming out here this fall. Big Hero 6, the series, is currently airing on Disney XD. So those are kind of in the public eye for Disney fans right now. So those are fun little lines.
Sure.
I don't have any, but I adore them. And just a little talk about our old friend MoviePass. It's like they continue to fall down this long hill, and they just can't seem to stop as they head towards their demise and doom,
yeah, it seems. Imagine.
MoviePass currently is refunding annual memberships and switching users to limited monthly plans. So, of course, they've been struggling to stay afloat for a few weeks now. And they recently sent an email out to their annual subscription holders with bad news. They basically gave the membership customers the option to either opt into a new monthly limited subscription plan of 3 movie tickets each month from a limited and constantly changing selection of movies and theaters, or cancel their membership with prorated refund instead. So here's what the email says. We want to thank you for being a loyal member of our annual MoviePass plan. Your commitment to MoviePass has contributed to making our vision for an accessible and affordable movie-going experience a reality. After experimenting with different models and options, we believe that our current monthly plan captures the needs of our community, keeping prices low while continually striving to offer a wider selection of films. And this article says, no, MoviePass, the need of your community was a service that offered unlimited movie tickets at a low price, preferably by a company that knew how to sustain itself rather than endlessly pulling the rug out from under its customers. That's what the MoviePass community needs, and you've done nothing but show them what they want doesn't matter in the least. It's all about you desperately trying to stay in business because you have no idea what the hell you're doing. That's very true. They go on to say, as of today, aligned with Section 2.4 of our Terms of Use, your annual subscription plan will now allow you to see 3 movies a month instead of the previous unlimited offering, and you'll receive up to a $5 discount on any additional movie tickets purchased. This is the current movie standard plan now in effect for all current and new subscribers. Unless you choose to cancel your subscription prematurely, your plan will continue within these guidelines through the end of your annual contract. Additionally, in making these adjustments to our annual plans, we intend to expand our offering of blockbuster and independent films so you can discover a wider variety of movies. Okie dokie. So, poor MoviePass. I mean, I say that, but I don't feel bad for him at all. Like, I agree with the author of this article that they created this this business model that just couldn't sustain itself because they were charging what, $10 a month for unlimited, for you know, whatever it was, for unlimited films, and they're the ones footing the bills for all of these movies. So people took advantage of that real quick, and it was evident by the fact that they were just burning through millions of dollars a week. And now it's just it's getting to the point where they just
we've talked about the whole business model,
right?
How they clearly didn't expect people to take advantage of it.
No, boy, but did they? Oh, they took advantage of it.
Why wouldn't you?
Like, exactly. That is a good question, Dave. I would have, but we don't. It didn't justify me spending that type of money for us only going to see movies in the summer, really.
Yeah. No.
I mean, you know, we don't go to a lot of winter films because we don't like to get out in the winter a whole lot. And we're mostly spring and summer guys, so. For anyone looking at anything board game-wise on Kickstarter, or for Power Ranger fans for that matter, Power Rangers Heroes of the Grid board game is on Kickstarter right now from Renegade Games Studios. It is a miniature-based cooperative game for 2 to 5 players that challenges your team to save Angel Grove from Rita Repulsa's evil army of monsters.
Oh, now I got a phone call.
Oh. Yes, Dave, that is right. Now that we're back from Dave's
phone call. Well, everybody's getting phone calls
I know,
today.
It's crazy.
We're popular.
We are popular. But
everyone
the,
loves us.
For a $75 pledge, you basically get the game. For a $90 pledge, you basically get the game, as well as all unlocked Kickstarter exclusive stretch goals.
That's not bad. No, hey, that's not bad.
No. For $150, you get the game, the Green with Evil expansion Kickstarter exclusive, the White Light expansion Kickstarter exclusive, an alternate Rita Repulsa sculpt, and all unlocked stretch goals. So that's actually kind of... but the all-in gets you all of that, as well as the Shattered Grid expansion, a Foot Soldier pack, a Ranger dice set, the Megazord himself, and all unlocked stretch goals.
Foot Soldier?
Yeah, they're
putties?
Yeah, they're putties, but they call them Foot Soldier packs.
Foot Soldier was turtles.
I know they were. But these are much larger miniatures. Normally, the most miniatures for games are 30 millimeter.
No, I'm laughing. They're larger miniatures.
Well, I'm just saying. People
and tiny giants.
Well, people have kind of... I saw some people upset about this because the miniatures weren't to scale with everything else. I'm like, really?
That's to scale with what?
To regular miniatures, because regular miniatures are 30
so
millimeter.
So what? Why are you using other miniatures?
I don't know. People are silly.
Because
the board game community is just as ridiculous as most of the action figure community.
Okay, well, first of all, action figures you do actually like, you do actually mix and match. You know, like I'm speaking of Kickstarters, if Eagle Force ever actually like produce their figures and get them in my hand, they'll probably be with my G.I. Joes.
Right.
That's one of the reasons that, you know, I was kind of glad that they went back and retooled everything to be. I will say, you know, I mean, I do understand, like, in the final episode of Critical Role, which is a thing that I've been obsessed with.
Yes.
He actually used a Warhammer miniature for the Big Bad. So,
oh.
I mean, he repainted it.
Right.
But so I guess I do see a little bit, but I mean, yeah. I don't know. Come on.
So it looks like...
For the most part, you're using these miniatures to play the game.
Right. Most of the characters are about 60 millimeters in height, with the Megazord reaching in at 120 millimeters. Actually, probably much taller because of his sword. But it's... so the Rangers, of course, included red, blue, pink, black, and yellow. The monsters in the base game are Madame Woe, Pudgy Pig, Bones, Nasty Knight, and of course Rita Repulsa, as well as a bunch of putties and super putty patrollers. And then of course you've got, you know, all your cards and stuff and tokens. Alpha 5 is a character that is included in the board game, but he's only available through the Kickstarter. So you won't be able to get him when it hits retail. The unlocked stretch goals right now are Finster, double-sided playboards, the Wizard of Deception, an upgraded translucent dice, the Pumpkin Wrapper, God bless Power Ranger enemies, Retro Ranger cards, and the stretch goal is still to be unlocked, or the Green Hero Ranger, the Red Ranger with the Dragon Shield on him, Robo Goat, the Hero Ranger Slayer, Primator, a deluxe storage box, Rhino Blaster, and Goldar. And they will... they will reveal more once they get past 500,000. Mm-hmm. So, then of course the The exclusives, Grin with Evil, includes Scorpina, or Scorpana, however you say her name. The Evil Green Ranger, Tinga Warriors, which were famously Ivan Ooze's little foot soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
So people are speculating that there will be an Ivan Ooze at some point. The White Light expansion, of course, has the White Ranger, Lord Zedd, and a bunch of Putty Patrollers with knives for hands. Pretty kooky. So those are kind of fun. And then, let's see. Looks like we've got an added Cyclopus, a giant figure for the Megazord to fight. The Shattered Grid expansion, you get the Hyperforce Rangers. So red, blue, yellow, pink, and black. The Time Force Pink Ranger, Ranger Slayer, Black Dragon, Lord Drakon, who, of course, is Tommy Oliver, evil. Mastodon Troopers from Lord Drakon's army. As well as, of course, cards and stuff. So that is currently on Kickstarter right now. So you can find that on Power Rangers. And, of course, we were talking about Eagle Force, and they announced that they had another Kickstarter that was currently being
under review. Didn't one of these companies say they weren't going to do another one until they actually produced figures?
That was whoever was doing Sektars.
Okay, so that was Zyka.
Zyka set, and then they immediately
did Sektars.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, because they're 2 years overdue.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've got companies like IM Elemental who was able to bring out a toy line right along they said they were going to with their Kickstarter.
The Hong Kong one with the zombies?
Yeah.
They're talking about, I don't know if they'll pull it off, because they're not sure they're going to pull it off, but they're talking about shipping that stuff like this week.
Really?
Maybe. They're hoping to get stuff in stores by October.
Wow.
And they're hoping like to get stuff shipped by the end of this week. And then, like the Kickstarter just ended a year ago.
Really?
Now they missed their official date. But like, at this point with toys, I always like kind of assume that they're being a little optimistic with that.
Right.
Meanwhile, Zyka had to do 4 figures of the same base body.
Yeah.
2 years later, crickets chirp.
Yeah. Cricket.
I just like, you know, just get us the stuff. We're like, I don't care. Like, with the other guys, with the guys doing the Eagle Force and Larry Hama, and now Gold, or I guess Independent Superheroes is the new one they're doing.
Yes.
Like, you know, they're the ones everyone complains because they've got all these plans and all these waves and all this stuff that they're like, look at all this cool stuff. And it's like, and some of it's very cool, actually. Like, I would love to get some of these waves and lines that they're showing off. They look very cool.
Yeah.
I love the Bad Guys line. I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah, the Bad Guys is cool.
That's underserved. You know, right. like it's you know, a company, I think Remco did it in the 80s. And I thought that was kind of cool that they just did generic bad guys for all your other figures to fight.
Well, they were part of the A-Team
one. No, they were part of this. There was an A-Team one, but there was a Sergeant Rock.
Oh, there was Sergeant Rock. Base. Yeah, that's right.
We're the bad guy.
That's right.
But I love it, but it's like, I collect toys. Like what is the difference between what you have and someone's DeviantArt account?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have to have something in my hand, you know, and I'm not going to give you $500 up front until I actually get a toy from you.
Yeah.
So, like, stop it. Just bear down and get these things made.
Yeah.
Speaking of companies that don't produce results.
Yeah. The TMNT Action Figure Encyclopedia by Jay Lawrence had an update.
Did they? Don't you feel bad? You canceled your thing? And...
No, not at all. Backers, by now everyone should have received a direct email with the new address and shipping form. I want to thank everyone for their patience and understanding with the last update. The new form allows for a better organization and shipping integration for when the books arrive. The surveys were sent using MailChimp, and the form is still available for all backers. The email also contained updating shipping information and my personal contact number. I will continue to keep everyone updated until the delivery. So here's the thing, is he sent out this email, which ended up in a lot of people's spam folders, because, you know, it was like...
Chimp mail, is what you said.
Yeah. So... Dude, this, like, and instead of using BackerKit or something else, like, and for God's sakes, he's got everybody's addresses because you had to put it in with the surveys. So unless he doesn't have access to the surveys for some reason, then why is he sending out a new form for people to fill out for shipping?
I don't know.
That's what's ridiculous. That's what's got people extremely pissed off. People are commenting, basically, this one says, I'm not filling out a effing form. I've also reported this project back to Kickstarter. Unacceptable, regardless of how you spin it. This book is pretty much complete. Just need to blah, blah to finish. Yeah, effing right. Of course, fill in the blanks there. A lot of people...
I know. For a minute, I thought you were one of our fans.
Yeah, I'm not filling any form. This update is a joke. We still have no consistent information. Avoiding Kickstarter channels this way was already far beyond suspicious. And he is. He's specifically avoiding putting any type of paper trail on Kickstarter that he doesn't have to. Because if it goes bad, then, you know...
Yeah.
He can be like, I updated. It's all right there. No, no, it's not. You sent out free. You sent out emails. So that's what's going on now. And I had to send in some extra information to my credit card company for this. So we'll see. They sent me a nice letter in the mail with the information they needed for it. So I had to fill it out and fax it back to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just waited it out. How much did you spend on this book?
$65.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm tired of waiting. I don't think it's going to be worth a damn. I think it's going to be a piece of garbage when it arrives.
I'm sure, but it's a story.
It's a story, but I don't want that book on my shelf at this point. I'll wait for somebody that has more... somebody eventually is going to write another book like this.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it will be much better.
It'll be a real one.
Yes, and it will cover...
A big boy one.
It'll be a big boy bond. It won't try to cover everything at once. It's going to do like the vintage line.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll cover the lines in book form because they can do that. So this, I think, was just a hodgepodge of crap. And the last book update he showed actual pictures from just did not
look interesting. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it did not look interesting.
And the text was like that weird sort of fake. Like when you see him in a movie. When you see in a movie, like they show a newspaper and you actually look at the column, it's like gargle, bargle, fargle, margle, margle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like not real text.
Yeah, it's just this fake text. That's what made everyone go, so wait, you said this book was pretty much done except for the money to get it published, and now you're showing this and those are supposed to be samples? I don't like it. That's what made me go, you know what? I'm done. I'm cool. I don't want to partake anymore.
Duval out.
I don't want to partake anymore in the ridiculousness of it all. Oh, God. There you go, guys. I'm out of things to talk about. David?
I got nothing.
Question for the week?
Oh, I had one, but I forgot what it was.
I apologize for him, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, nobody's answering him anymore.
He's old. Oh, man.
Okay, I got a question. It's more like a poll type question.
Okay.
A question. Because we've been talking more and more about you playing D&D.
Correct.
And so my question for the group is, because obviously I'm going to have to explain a lot of crap to you at some point. Just humor me on this. It's
fair enough.
Just posit for the sake of the hypothesis. Anyway, like, would you guys want an episode of the podcast where David explains D&D to Jason?
I'm sure that would be interesting.
Dude, like, we're entering the Christmas doldrums where there is no news.
That's true.
Like, I'm just like, hey, like, is this Hail Mary pass for content something that you guys would, like, let slide? Or, you know, should we just be like, hey, there's no news.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Let's talk about a show that nobody watches or cares about.
Nobody...
I'm not going to name names. Lethal Weapon. But,
I thought it was interesting.
Does anybody watch terrestrial TV anymore anyway?
Oh, Carrie does.
Okay.
Carrie watches Big Brother.
Eh.
We've been watching America's Got Talent.
Meh.
Meh?
Meh.
Yeah, I know. You're not enthused by any of those.
I am not.
Oh, they did say, there's something that I forgot to talk about, was CW was talking, they announced that Superman's coming
in. Superman and Lois Lane are coming in for the crossover.
Yep, they're doing it. They're introducing Lois.
Can't have Batman, but you can have Superman and Lois Lane.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that tells you where they're, like, it's kind of sad that, like, yeah, sure, you can have Superman.
No Batman!
Like.
Here is Batwoman. Take that. Run away. Like, go away.
That's just weird.
Go away, Greg Berlanti. Go away.
Batman is so precious that you're not allowed to have him. But Superman.
Yeah, I know.
Who should be the crown jewel of your whole empire. You're like, yeah, you can have him. It's like, that's just sad. And to be fair, though, the Superman on Supergirl was like the only good thing about season two.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
But you didn't like Mon-El?
Oh, God, I hated Mon-El. He sucked so hard.
Oh. That's okay, Dave.
The whole second season sucked so hard. The first season was so good.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And then it was just, they switched over to WB and they lost their budget. And
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And then they had the whole Mon-El thing. It just completely went in the poop. And they lost Calista because she was good.
Yeah.
It just went in the pooper.
Yeah, she didn't want to work out of Canada.
I know she didn't want to work out of Canada.
I don't blame her. She's got a damn near old 80-year-old husband. She kind of got to...
Yeah, I know.
She's got to stick around.
Yeah.
Plus, he's getting ready to do another Indiana Jones movie, so she doesn't want to be too far yet. She doesn't want to be
that
too
one,
far
That one feels aggressively like a vapor movie. It's never getting made.
Damn it, kid. I'm doing another one. You're out of your mind. Shut up. Don't tell me the odds.
Yeah.
Oh, I try to be clever and make you laugh. And...
Well, that's not the quote. The quote is never tell me the odds. Not
shut
don't
up.
Tell me the odds.
Stupid nerd.
Yeah,
nerd.
The odds of successfully navigating an asteroid field is 3,720 to 1. Thur.
Nerd.
Thur.
Thur.
Do me Thur.
Oh my god. There is a local comic book convention in town
tomorrow. Oh yeah.
It's taking place at the...
Wow, this is just like we had the ending of the show.
Yeah, I know, and I'm thinking...
It refuses to die. Speaking of zombies...
Well, you know...
Speaking of things that just should be allowed to die. And of course, like, now that you brought it up, we have to kill, like, 10 minutes.
What?
As you...
No. Never. Never. It's under my events on Facebook.
Is it?
It is.
I'm not seeing it.
It's coming. It's coming. There it is. Springfield MicroCon! Here in Springfield, Illinois on Saturday, August 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a $5 admission.
Ashley Witter and Ash Macko.
Tim Conrad, Libby Underwood, Ash Maxo, Ashley Witter. I don't know any of those
people. I don't know any of those people.
Apparently they're comic people.
I think I've heard of Tim Conrad. I might have heard of Tim Conrad.
It's being put on by the St. Louis Comics. They do a lot of conventions out there in St. Louis.
Well, that's an actual city with people.
Yes. But I'll probably go. I didn't know if you wanted to go or not.
An excuse to get out of the house? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So if it's going from 10 to 4, then I will meet you there at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we will...
Ooh.
I know.
That's bold for you on a weekend.
Yeah, well, I got to go to the fairgrounds at 9, so...
Well, you got to go to the fairgrounds at 9?
There's a kid's sale at the fairgrounds, and I'm going to poke through and see if there's anything there worth a damn. And then drive to the east side of town to...
Where is this at, anyway?
It's at the Crown Plaza.
I don't know where that is.
Dirksen Parkway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what that is. That's the one where they always have conventions.
Yeah.
Like comic book conventions.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So.
That's the place. That's the place in town where they have the conventions and when they do the thing.
Yeah. Here, I'll text you the...
No, I know what it is.
All right.
I know what it is.
So that should be fun. We'll talk about the our experience with the $5 interest fee.
Speaking of desperately trying to generate content for the show.
So we'll talk about that next week's show. So, gang, make sure you tune in next week. And until next time, David...
You don't have to go home, but you cannot stay here.
Now, the Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.